this whole season. Sometimes it's good days, sometimes it's bad days, but I'm confident that I can finish it out the season with.
And how much confidence did a game like that
give you? I was always confident in myself, but it brought back to me that I could go back to where I was last year and be the player that I was last year and starting off, and that I still have it in myself.
They start paying a lot more attention to you as the game went on.
I don't believe so. They didn't change nothing up. They didn't have nobody following me. The game just was out there in their game plan. So I guess not.
Were you surprised? I mean, look, you know, the first half you had a ton, then things seemed to cool off a little bit. Were you surprised not to get as much of the ball in the second half? Or?
Was I surprised about it? Not really. I thought we could get our game. I run a game going and eat up some clock a little bit more, but that didn't happen. They came back and started to lead on us, so we had to throw the little ball a little bit more in the fourth quarter, but we got receivers that could do the same things that I could do, so we could spread the ball out regardless of who we throw the ball to.
You know, physically, do you feel like you're back after having a game like you did
something? No. That's because I'm not totally 100% with my knees. My left knee still swells up on me sometimes. My ACL knee still bothers me a little bit. So I'm not going to feel 100% at all throughout this whole season. But I'm back to close to where I was last year.
Have you kind of accepted that now? That, you know, is that hard to accept that it's just going to take?
It's very hard to accept, especially going out there and practice. They're coming back in and watching some of my routes that I run out there. And like, oh, that looks sloppy. That doesn't even look like a pro receiver. And going out there, but these last 2 or 3 weeks, I've just been feeling better with my legs and feeling better, more confidence of going out there running routes.
What are some of the routes that have been tough to run because of your knee?
Mostly comebacks and anything I got to break back and come back to the ball. Comebacks, curls, and things like that. Anything that I have to really stop hard and come back to the ball.
What do you still need to see to feel like you're 100%?
What do I need to see? Something like the Eagles game 2 years ago. But no, just going back out there and knowing that I'm confident in my knees and make sure that after the game they're not swollen and they're not bothering me at all, and knowing that I'm more confident in myself and the quarterback's confident in me and the coaches are confident in me.
Is that the best you felt running downfield on 40-yard routes or things like that?
These last 2 weeks. Like I said, the last 2 weeks was my best 2 weeks, period, during practice and during the games.
Back, you were talking about the importance of catching with your eyes and then your hands. Can you talk about how that's improved from the deep balls?
Oh, man, that improved everywhere in my game. That improved in running slants, and that was really my hardest one, just going out there running slants and trying to find the ball coming out of the quarterback's hands and catching it with my eyes first and then catching it with my hands. And it was really just hard to locate the ball when coming out of my brace because it came out so fast and it was on me so fast. But these last 2-3 weeks, was just I got better. I went hitting the jugs, hitting more, catching more balls with Coach Rags, and the quarterbacks and getting more confident in me.
You looking forward to Monday night, Pro Marty, and then on that other side?
Who's not looking forward for Monday night now? That's definitely a challenge that I take head on. They got two great corners, got a great defense all around. So just go out there and show the nation that our record doesn't show what talent that we have on this offense. We want to go out there and show what we have in the running back, in the backfield, and what we got in receivers.
Being the Jets, how much is the family back home watching this game, and what shirt are they wearing?
Oh, man, everybody's wearing a Titans shirt, but we definitely got some Jet fans there, but all supporters are on the family side. We got some friends that's definitely going to wear the Jets jersey, but just going back out there, everybody's just rooting on me. I see it on Twitter. I see it in text messages, so everybody's rooting on me to get this W out here on Monday.
Kenny, how much does the team feel like at 4-9? You're a better team than this, and that you want to show out on Monday.
Man, everybody's just ready to spunk coming in here on Tuesday because we got Monday off to rest our legs because it's a Monday night game. And everybody came here Tuesday with the energy to get back to watch film. They came back here Wednesday. Everybody felt good at practice, and we actually looked good. There's little rough things that we got to go fix up. But hey, we know we're 4-9. We shouldn't be at 4-9 right now. I believe that this was a playoff team that we should have made it just going into our first 6 weeks to show out. And, here's our record, and we can do something on Monday night to show the nation.
It looks like Cromartie.